Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci here. We are just a day away from the final preseason game, which means, by my calculations, Vic, we're about 11 days away from September the 8th, which is what I'm excited about.
Yeah, how could we not be? Talking about the real thing will be a blast. It'll be a change, obviously, in what we've been doing, but what we've been doing also has been a lot of fun to see it all take shape, you know, take form, and being part of it as a new form of this show along the way. The synergy between that and the building of the team, honest to God, you feel that too. Sort of like, because it all took off kind of at the same time.
No question.
When did we launch? I think July 22nd. So the team right into training camp after that. And, you know, we see the ebbs and flows and the dynamics of it all. And I don't know what tomorrow brings other than us just sort of, you know, nodding and hoping that it's just, okay, get through this. Everybody okay? Great. Get back, get ready, and concentrate on the real thing. If it's anything, there's really nothing more.
I want there to be no news.
Yeah, you want it to be uneventful.
Uneventful. That's a very good word. And you talk about some of the changes around here this year, the difference from year one to year two. Well, we talked about from Trent Richardson's perspective, how he's gotten the opportunity to gel with the offensive line now in his second year, get their timing down. Let's hear from a member of the offensive line, Joe Thomas, about Trent Richardson, the difference in the young running back from year one to year number two.
Well, I think he's grown as a player. I think a lot of guys make good jumps between their first and second year, and I see Trent progressing and growing and making a really nice jump in his second season, and I'm expecting some great things from him this year.
You know, that's an endorsement coming from the big guy, coming from the seventh-year pro going into a seventh season, six-time Pro Bowler, and I think it carries some meaning because he's observing what a lot of us are seeing, that there is a more professional Trent, a Trent that's putting in the time needed to understand the mental part of this game better. Talked with Chris Obanaya about this as well, and he sees it in the meeting room. Chris says he functions as kind of the guy, a little bit of like his conscience, like he pushes Trent. He says Trent pushes him too. But I can hear, you know, that you're talking about Obanaya, a fourth-year guy, and a little more, you know, he has more years, obviously, and I think he's a studious player, and he's seeing in that enormously talented teammate in Richardson ways that he can be a much better player if your head's into it, you're understanding the timing of things. And from an offensive line perspective, that's what those guys appreciate. The Joe Thomases of the world want running backs to hit the right holes, want them to be on their assignments. And I've talked to any number of linemen through the years of covering, many years of covering the NFL, and they'll even tell you on some of the best backs that they've seen play, and I'm not going to throw out any names, on occasions when they've made mistakes and hit the wrong hole and things look bad, they look bad, just like the quarterback who holds the ball too long, and they're the ones that get the crap for it. They hate it.
They do hate it. That's right. It's a symbiotic relationship. Things have to be working on both sides very, very effectively. And, you know, I think it's interesting, too, when they talk about the maturity of Trent Richardson. I also think there has to be something about Norv Turner being here. I think Trent Richardson is going to say, oh, so you've coached Emmitt Smith. Oh, LaDainian Tomlinson, he did pretty well with you as his coach. Maybe I'm going to listen to you a little bit more than I would have perhaps listened to somebody else talk about this position, because not only have you worked with two of the all-time greats in the history of the game, your running backs have won 5 rushing titles. You know how to get them involved as a runner and a receiver. And as Bernie says, when you're just right because you are just right. So I think Trent Richardson, the maturation process, I think some of that does come from having Norv and the great coaching. And I think that's one of the things that this team will hang its hat on. It's the coaching and the ability to develop the players as a result of that coaching.
Yeah. Yeah, they played that card very heavily, understandably, the Emmitt Smith card especially, with Trent Richardson because of the tie to Pensacola, Florida. So he knows that's an iconic, you know, an idol of his. And to hear, okay, yeah, this is the guy who coached him. This is the guy who helped him take his first steps to Canton. And that, I think, I know, has registered with Trent. He's called Norv a genius. He says he's a genius. And he, you know, it's a kid. He's in his second year in the league. He hasn't been exposed to a whole lot of different coaches or coaching, but you could see that this guy's made a favorable impression on him. Joe Thomas also, now he's not playing tomorrow night. He's among the many starters that won't be on the field, but he was asked about, you know, what is the fourth preseason game all about?
Well, yeah, I mean, the fourth game really is all about the twos and threes, trying to earn a job, and if they can't make this team, they're trying to put good film together so that they get picked up by somebody else's team. So, I mean, the game's really about those guys. It's not necessarily about the Browns beating the Bears. I mean, that's not going to be the mindset going in. It's all these guys trying to earn a job in the NFL, really.
Yeah, it is that. Paying attention to it for that value is worth something, because,
yeah,
frankly, you'll see if you'll get a decent level of the understanding of the depth. I think particularly on special teams, I want to see a better overall special teams effort performance. Again, I know that's where it gets a little dangerous and a little sticky, and I don't want to see backups getting hurt either.
No.
it's not just about starters not getting hurt, but these are going to be your number twos and your threes. And guess what? Teams win championships because their twos and threes are pretty good.
That's how they win. Important, because nobody's going to play the same 11 guys on offense and the same 11 guys on defense throughout the course of a season. That just isn't going to happen.
So from that standpoint, or for the sake of that, it's worth seeing. Now, Joe also talked about his thoughts on the progression of the team through the preseason to date.
Well, I think more than anything, it's good to have adversity in the preseason, because that's where you learn and you grow as a team. I've been on plenty of teams that had good preseasons and didn't play well during the season, because it just doesn't translate to how the team's going to be in the regular season. So I never get too excited when things go well, or too upset when things don't go well, because it's not a perfect transition or a translation to what it's going to be like in the regular season.
Spoken like the old pro.
Spoken very much like the old pro, a man who has done this a few times.
You know, when he talks about that transition, I think it's even more interesting with a new coaching staff, too, because as much as anything else in this preseason, it's also been about how that group functions, the technical execution of how they run a game, how they do things on the sideline. Just for Rob Chudzinski to be there standing as the main guy on the sideline, never done that before in his career. And I got to say, it looks natural and comfortable to him. And by the way, it's a better look for Rob to lose the visor, because the visor, he wears that visor. He had that all in training camp, understandably, you know, dealing with the sun and whatever. And it's a smart thing, I guess, to protect yourself that way, protect the glare. But in games, when he loses that and he's just out there, it's transformative. He looks more in charge.
It's a little stylistic point, but I think it's a
right?
good one. Yeah,
I just think he looks more like a commander in that regard.
Visors are more for the golf course, you know, yeah, or a summer stroll, if you will.
I told Gruden that. John Gruden, and you know, we worked together. We did a book together, and the visor became his defining thing. So he stuck with it
scowl.
As his image. Well, that too, the Chucky face. But he would wear the visor, and I tell him, I said. To it, so I'm not talking behind his back here. I said, the visor was a bad look for you. I said, I just thought you needed to be more of the guy who's, you know, let them see you.
You're not pro visor. I mean, I think that's where you come out on this.
I'm not a pro visor guy.
You've never worn a visor in
nope.
your...
No. Nope. Don't think they work. I don't think they work for guys as much as, you know, I've seen them on, like, women, and they don't... Actually, they look better. Hats and that look
yeah.
better.
I haven't worn a visor in many years. I used to do a little visor action as a lifeguard back in California as a young man.
I did.
It was a good way to, you know, keep the sun out of your face, but you don't want to hold all the heat on the top of your head, so it serves that type of a purpose.
We're finding out many more things about Nathan as this show goes on, the macho man thing, and you showed me a photo of you dressed up like him and your alter ego now. So that's going to be a regular part of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. The macho man. Oh, yeah. Come on, Drums Day. When we beat the Steelers, yeah, we're going straight to the top. Nick said they could make the playoffs. You heard it. He said they could do it. Yeah.
And the Pfizer. So, yeah, we got good stuff going on there. We are going to get to more of your calls and your tweets. 216-578-0850. You still got a chance to join us. And you tweet us at Browns_daily. Having some fun here in the Dog Bowl. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.